This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the Christian flag goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Hal Shurtleff and his group of Christian patriots, known as Camp Constitution, wanted to honor the Constitution and recognize the Christian founders of our nation by having a public celebration with a flag-raising ceremony on September 17, 2017, at the Boston City Hall Flagpole Public Forum. For the first time in 12 years and 284 other requests, Camp Constitution's application was denied. The reason being, they requested to raise the Christian flag. The Christian flag is a white banner with a blue square in the upper left-hand corner with a simple red cross and includes no words. It is often displayed besides an American flag in churches and Christian schools. In their ongoing fight for religious liberties and First Amendment rights, Liberty Council is representing the Christian Civic Organization. They are arguing that the city of Boston is violating their First Amendment rights by denying their application to fly the Christian flag on a flagpole, which is a public forum that is used by a wide variety of organizations. The City of Boston's own website states that the purpose of the flagpole and flag-raising events is to fly flags from many countries and communities at Boston City Hall Plaza. We want to create an environment in the city where everyone feels included. After the First Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the City of Boston, Liberty Council has now filed a petition with the Supreme Court of the United States. Liberty Council argues that the City of Boston has never censored or denied the flying of any flag until the request to fly the Christian flag. They claim that there was no issue until the word Christian on the application triggered the rejection. In the testimony of the official who made the decision, it was revealed that if Camp Constitution had not used the word Christian, their application would not have been canceled. Matt Staver, Liberty Council's founder and chairman, commented that, "We look forward to the U.S. Supreme Court acknowledging the city's obvious and unconstitutional discrimination against Camp Constitution's Christian viewpoint. There is a crucial difference between government endorsement of religion and private speech, which government is bound to protect. Censoring religious viewpoints in a public forum where secular viewpoints are permitted is unconstitutional."
I'm John Matarazzo,
and this
join me
must
on my
stop.
Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.